The Sun, May's deal is out of border. The Irish News, Brexit border breakdown. The newsletter, DUP says no. But I think, in fairness, the Belfast Telegraph has the best headline. Very simple headline, very simple, understated. It just says May Day. And I think that sums it up. Jamie DeLargy, business commentator, is on the line. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Maybe it's May Day, May Day.
Isn't it just, you know, she's putting out a distress call. But ultimately, I think that Theresa May is going to closet herself with her advisors and work out what she's got to do. And what she's got to do is she's got to go back to Brussels and get an agreement so we move on to these crucial trade talks, because these trade talks will define how we negotiate and do business with the rest of the world after we leave the EU, which we most certainly are going to continue to do. So what I think that implies is that even though there has been this major kerfuffle over the wording of the agreement or that she was bringing to Brussels, she has to go with something fairly close to it, because in a sense the South and the EU have a bit of a whip hand. So she will have to go back, and hopefully it will be with the approval of the wholehearted backing of the DUP. But if not, I'm afraid she's just going to have to fetch up again in Brussels and say, here's what I'm proposing, and look, can we now move on? She simply can't afford to wait around. She might as well just resign if she can't go back and get some sort of agreement which moves on. Perhaps, conceivably, if she can't do it right now, she might leave it to very early in the new year. But, you know, as Michel Barnier said, the clock is ticking. Really, ideally, she has to, next, by the latest, the 15th of December, produce something which allows the EU to say, right, that's enough progress has been made on all three key issues, including Ireland. We can now move on to trade talks. And that is just so critical.
Yeah,
so
it is crucial. But, Jamie, you say there that the South and the EU have the whip hand, and that certainly, as the tail end of last week led to the beginning of this week, that's absolutely how it was seen. But to continue your sort of equestrian analogy, the DUP, they have the reins in their hands. They've pulled her back. They've pulled her right back.
Well, in the sense that yes, they can ultimately withdraw their support. And that would mean that she would be a minority government, which they are a minority government, but that they would be then exposed to the risk that the DUP would vote against them and everybody else would be, and they would lead to a general election. But her back's against the wall. She has no choice. You know what? That sort of strengthens people. She's thinking, oh, I've got, this is a mess, and look what I've done, and you know, what happened, what went wrong. But ultimately, she's got to go back to Brussels and do a deal pretty much on the lines of the one she was offering yesterday.
Will she call the DUP's bluff on this?
Well, it's not a matter of calling their bluff, because I wouldn't fancy doing that. I think the DUP are very serious about that. I'm not suggesting that the DUP are so terrified of having a Jeremy Corbyn in office that they'll just kowtow and do whatever they're told. I don't believe it's like that. I'm just saying, from her point of view, she needs a deal in Brussels, and she has to do it pretty much, as they are demanding, because, I keep going back to that, they're the ones who've got most of the cards. I think everybody's discovering how much power they have, because, well, first of all, we weren't going to give them any money. They can go whistle, said Boris Johnson, for their 50 million, now 50 billion rather, and now they looked as if they're going to get their 50 billion. There was talk about the citizens' rights. Now they've pretty much got a deal on citizens' rights, and they've asked for certain assurances in the border. By the way, assurances that actually Scotland would love, and Wales would love, and even London would love. So they're not ridiculous, and I'm not commenting on whether they're right or the wrong thing, but I'm just saying a lot of people don't think they're absolutely absurd beyond belief, and indeed. But whether they are completely unacceptable to the DUP, whether they are have to be rejected if you are a true blue unionist, the fact of the matter is she hasn't any option but to go back there and do, or else if she can't do that, she might as well just hang up her boots and go to the country and just lead a quiet life, because she fails one way or the other. If she fails to get the deal in Brussels, then, as I say, she might as well pack up her bags. So she's got, and I don't think she's going to do that. I think she's going to hang around. I think you're going to see a bit of steel here. She's going to come forward. She's going to try and do her best to get the DUP on board. Explain to them it's not quite as dire as you think it is.
Okay.
But she'll have to do it.
Okay.